I added that. He put it in the Dev Summit IRC channel. All right, any other topics people want to add? Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. We can always add things later if we need to. The first thing that so one of the main goals, I think, of this Dev Summit, one of the main goals is just to share information on what people are doing. So we have a lot of people who are doing work in the transport space, and sometimes the work is overlapping, sometimes it's conflicting, sometimes it's all organized and harmonious and collaborative and working together. But if we can at least all know what everyone's working on, we can try to hopefully either avoid overlap or come up with ways for people to collaborate, and that's good. And so along those lines, I thought we should start by just getting an update on the state of RAC and BBR, which is some work that some folks primarily at Netflix have been doing to add some additional algorithms for determining the way that TCP sends or retransmits data. I volunteered Lawrence to talk for a few minutes about this, just simply because he's probably the person here with the most knowledge of what's been going on. So, do you want to talk for... Okay. That's fine. Tell you what, I'll dig up the link for you while you're talking.
All right. If you're already on that, let me
hear. Do we need to give you a microphone?
Yeah.
Should I just come down the front?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's better.
Hello. I know many of the people in the room, but not all. So my name's Lawrence Stewart. I work on the Transport Protocol Development Team at Netflix. And along with Randall Stewart, Peter Lay, and Sebastian Zander, so we're a small group, and Jonathan's a former alumni, but he now manages the Operating Systems Team, which is kind of a sister team, at least, in the development org at Netflix. In order to kind of expedite a bunch of development work in the TCP space without impacting the base system stack, we ended up doing an initial effort, which was to split out, or basically take the TCP stack out as a loadable kernel module. I know a bunch of other folks have done similar projects in other organizations. And then the what we call the RAC stack, which is a bit of a misnomer, but it is a TCP stack kind of was started on the based on a refactoring of the base of the standard FreeBSD TCP stack. So Randall did the initial work to kind of go through, break it apart into a slightly more modularized form, and then on top of that, developed a bunch of kind of modern IETF TCP standards, one of them being RAC, which is recent acknowledgement. It's basically changing TCP's retransmission behavior from being duplicate acknowledgement based to using time. So if an RTT and a little bit of fudge time has elapsed, consider that to be indicative of a packet having dropped in the network and retransmit it instead of the old school way of doing things. So that's recent acknowledgement. That got built into this refactored stack. And then in addition to RAC, so the stack is called RAC. The IETF standard is called RAC. In addition to that, we also added in other IETF standards to sort of bring it up to a slightly more modern state. So in addition to recent acknowledgement, the RAC stack also includes TLP, tail loss probe, which is just a kind of a tweak to trying to avoid retransmit timeouts and TCP state, which is basically a stall in the state machine for a period of time, which kind of kills your throughput. So TLP is just a way of kind of probing if at the end of a transaction if you haven't had it all acknowledged, instead of waiting for a retransmit timeout, which normal TCP would have to, TLP kind of gives you a way of recovering from that situation a bit faster without collapsing your congestion window and dropping your throughput for any subsequent transfers. TLP, and then there's another piece of tech in there called proportional rate reduction. So that trifecta, RAC, TLP, and proportional rate reduction, which is a mechanism for slightly improving the way that TCP deals with loss recovery and the windowing and keeping the pipe chugging along during loss recovery. So that trifecta of things is what kind of is constituted in the RAC stack. I believe that's upstream, and at a, I forget when the last upstream sync point was, but essentially all of that tech is there. It's there as a loadable kernel module. If you're building, do we build with all the TCP stacks as modules by default? I don't think we do, right?
So you have to do an extra kernel config.
Right. So it's not, they're not built currently. It's just the